that one thing that we all share in common is that we all experience a season of insecurity. Do they really love me? Am I good enough? Am I as smart as they are? Will I get promoted? Will I lose my job? We all go through those seasons where we're really not sure what's going to happen. And the truth be told, we come to church, we talk about faith, but it seems like our faith disappears sometimes when we need it the most. Insecurity manifests itself sometimes when I place security in me. And so the problem with insecurity is that I'm trusting me to be my blanket of security.
All right, man.
And I don't have to tell you, but we can't be our own security. We can't place our trust in our abilities, our bank account, some friends that we have in life. God wants us to place all of our security in Him. It is in Him that we find security. Because the thing that we understand about God is that God is not a man that he should lie, nor the son of man that he should repent. So if God said something, God has to do what God said he's going to do. The problem with that statement is that even though God must do what God said he would do, God doesn't have to move when I tell him to move.
All right now.
So sometimes in the midst of my insecurities, God begins to creep. He starts taking his time. The longer I pray, the more I fast.
All right now.
It seems like he slows down.
All right.
And I'm saying, okay, God, now you showed up when I needed you for that small thing. And I'm really going through something right now. Where are you?
All right.
And he doesn't answer you then. It seems like it takes an additional month or so for him to say,
all right,
I got you. And by that time, my faith begins to disappear. Now, I know who God is. I know what the Bible says about God. But I need to feel God when I'm going through something. Because the truth be told, part of my insecurities were born as a result of me listening to other people.
All right now.
You ever been going through something and you were nice enough to tell someone that you had insecurities? Especially in a relationship. And the moment that you told someone you were insecure in a relationship, they walked out on you as though that would help. People has a way of burning things in your mind. And someone told a lie and they said, sticks and stones may break, but words, I don't know about that. There are some people that spoke some things in my life. Not only do I still hear it, I still feel it. And the truth be told, when I'm going through the right or the wrong situation, that thing comes up. Yeah, I know what God said, but I also remember what Pook and them said about me as well. And so that also stings me, and it makes me have insecurities in myself and the faith that I should have in God. Now, the prophet Jeremiah begins chapter number 29 in a very, very interesting way. Yet it shows that there's nothing new under the sun.
That's right.
Now he begins chapter number 29 by talking about false prophets.
All right, man.
False prophets are those people that come in the name of Jesus, but they really have a motive. I love preachers when they say, and God told me to tell you. But in order for me to tell you, you got to see it into this ministry. You got to give $100. I can't figure that thing out to save my life. You're sick. You're going through something. And I got a healing clause. But you got to send $19.99 in order for me to mail it to you. It's absolutely free. You just pay for the postage.
Yeah. All right now.
Jeremiah said, be aware of false prophets. Now, prophecy is not just coming from here. It's also coming from there. Now, the false prophets that he warned is anything or anybody that is against the word of God, to include the people that you share with, the people that speak into your life. So he says you need to be aware of that, because if you're around that type of person, you better believe they're going to make an impact on your life. I love it when people say, oh, we just hang out, but we really don't have anything in common. You need to stop lying. Well, she gossip, I don't. We just hang out together. No, birds of a feather. But that's not the bad part. The bad part is when that other person come tell you what they said, but I didn't say anything. They said that person didn't have a conversation by themselves. And so what we have to do is we have to realize that people will come and speak into your life, and some people that speak into your life mean you absolutely no good. And so because they mean you no good, you can't think about what they're saying. What you gotta know, and this is what God says, is I know the thoughts that I think towards you. Now that's assurance to me, that God has thoughts toward me. Literal me. Sinful me. See, you may not think a lot of me, but God is thinking about me. See, people may not think that you're going anywhere, but God says, baby, you on my mind. Every day you wake up, God is saying, I'm thinking about you. Every day that you wake up, he said, I'm giving you new grace, new mercy every day. In the midst of you going through something, you got to know that you're still on the mind, on the heart of God. And God is saying, but I know what I think towards you.
Amen.
And so what God thinks about us is what he created us for.
All right.
And what God created us for is to worship him.
Amen.
As a result of your worship, worship brings you in obedience to God's word.
Yes.
Once I'm in obedience to God's word, every time God looks at me, what God sees in me, I got a telescope somewhere over here. See, that's my boy right there.
I love him.
When God looks at us, he looks through a telescope.
That's right.
And what God sees is the expected end.
That's right.
In other words, God says, I'm looking at you, and I don't see the mess that you're going through.
Right.
What I see is what I birthed you to.
Yeah.
See, when God looks at you, he says, I zoom in on you. And so to you, through obedience, your life becomes a bullseye for the blessing of God. And God is saying, all I see is the blessings in your life. But God, let me tell you what I did last night. I can't see that looking through the telescope. All I can see is what I called you to be. And so when God begins to look at us, he doesn't look at all of our drama, all of our issue, all of our credit. He knows all that about us. When he looks through your obedience, and he says, I got favor that cancels out all of that stuff. See, the favor of God is the thing that really moves God. What the favor of God says is that in spite of who you are, I'm still going to shine on you because I got purpose for you. You see the pain and all the mess that you've been through in life, and you thought God left you alone? God is saying, it is during this season that I'm trying to build up your insecurities. I don't want you to trust you. I want you to trust me. Because I know why you're here. I know the plan that I have for you. And the plan that God has for you is plans of peace and not evil. And see, what God is saying is that what I want from you is I want you to keep your mind stayed on me. I want you to have peace in the midst of your storm.
Yeah.
See, when you're going through something, the first thing the devil trying to take from you is your peace. If he gets your peace, you all round it up. If he gets your peace, you all off base. If he gets your peace, you don't know how to handle things. But in the midst of going through that, you better tell the devil here's a lie. I got peace. I may not have a house, but I still got peace. I may not have a car, but I still got peace. I may not have my mind, but I still got peace because the mind that I do have is stayed on Jesus Christ. And if I can seek ye first the kingdom of heaven, I understand everything else. He'll say, I just add that to thee. You know, you don't have to wait for that. That's the favor of God. I just give you that. You want a new house? I just give you that. You need a new job? I'll just give you that. That's the favor of God. Now when God says, I'm giving you favor, now God doesn't cancel out his favor. There's nothing that you can do to separate yourself from the love of God. I love that about God that I serve. I love that because he's a friend unlike others. You know, you make a friend bad and then tomorrow they want to take back and then tomorrow, look, $20 they loaned you or gave you, now you got to pay it back. But God is saying, when I bless you, baby, you bless forever. When I do something in your life, you better believe I'll never cancel it out. You see, God is trying to push us to a place where he understands that we see him for who he is. And that is, God says, you know what, Jeremiah? I know the thoughts that I think towards you. I want you to place on your mind the best thoughts, the best plan that you have for you.
Right.
You know, retire when you're 29 and a half. Everybody act right in your little circle. You know those wonderful plans that you only dream of? God is saying, whatever you dream of, it falls short to the thoughts that I have towards you. That's encouraging because, you know, late at night, you have some interesting thoughts about yourself. You know when nobody else is there, you don't see any of your faults. You just think everything will work out. God is saying, even there, my thoughts toward you is greater than what you're thinking. It's amazing to me that God is thinking about us. You see, we sometimes look at God as being up there and he's just handling his business. He's just an old man that's just sitting high and every now and then he'll swoop down and give you the blessing. God is saying, no, every step that you take, I need for you to understand, I got a bullseye on your life, and every time I move you, every time I order your step, I'm putting you in line for a blessing. Now, what a blessing from God is when God begins to open up the wonders for you, and it's not just money, it's your health, it's your peace of mind, it's protection, it's everything that God has in store. And so what God is saying, I know what I'm thinking toward you, and it's thoughts of peace, not evil. He says, the reason that I'm allowing you to go through something is because I got to build you up. I got to allow you to go through something because, you know, what I have to do is to ensure that you're prepared when you get there. See, when you're working out and training for something, you have to make sure you exercise your muscles. And God wants us to exercise our faith because faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. So God is saying, I know my thoughts, but you got to have the faith in order to see it. Because at the end of all this, there is an expected end.
All right, now.
You don't hear me.
Yeah.
When God started you on your journey, he expected you to end in a particular way.
All right.
Now, the good news about God expecting me to end is that I can't fall short on my journey. So sins can't separate me. Bad credit can't separate me. When people walk out of my life, that doesn't separate me from my blessings. Because whom God blessed, you better believe that you blessed. And see, if you don't know that God is blessing you, just look at yourself this morning. You haven't always been driving what you came in here with. You haven't always been looking like what you're looking. You haven't always had to resume that stuff. God is blessing somebody right now. God is opening up the windows of heaven because he got an expected end for you. And see, the expected end, God says, through Jesus Christ, I came that you may have life.
Amen.
But I don't want you just to live. He says, I want you to have life more abundantly. In other words, the expected end is not for you just to get by. That's not the expected end. The expected end is for you to walk in abundance. When you begin to walk in abundance, you always trip up over your own blessings because God has been so good to you. The expected end that God has is that I'm going to open up this water and I'm going to pour out so that everything that you ever ask me for, you better believe through your obedience, I see you. And so God is saying, because I see you, every time you pray, every time you call out, he says, you're right in line. Your life becomes a bullseye for a blessing. I wish somebody here realized today that when you begin to call out to God, when you begin to come into obedience to God, God is saying, that's a bullseye. I'm going to hit you with that blessing. I'm going to hit you with that blessing. I'm going to hit you over there with a blessing. I'm going to get another one over here because your life is a bullseye. When God says, I sight in on you, and God begins to shoot out the blessing, you better know every time he's going to hit the bullseye. He may not fire when you want to fire, but the bullseye is going to come and it's going to hit you. God knows where you are. He knows what you need. God said, I'll never leave you, never forsake you. You got to know the God that you serve. He says, I came that you may have life more abundantly. Somebody, abundant living is coming to you this morning. Somebody better begin to worship God for what God is about to do. Somebody better begin to claim what God has already put in your spirit. God is blessing somebody right now. He's blessing you in the spirit this morning. And as God began to bless you in the spirit this morning, you gotta know that God is saying, all I need you to do is just be in place. Now, I know it seems to you that you are out of place because you're going through the storm. See, but sometimes you can be in jeopardy, but still in Jesus. Sometimes you can go through the storm, but he says, I'm in the storm too. And as a matter of fact, not only am I in the storm, baby, you gotta know that I'm your battle line. You gotta know when you're going through something. God says, I never leave you. I never forsake you. In the midst of you going through your troubles, even this morning, God is saying, baby, I got you. I got you right in my bullseye. I got you right where I want you. I know sickness came, baby, but I'm going to blow you a blessing right past sickness. I know somebody walked out of your life, but you better believe, baby, you're still in my bullseye. You got to know that God says, I got your back, baby. Not only do I got your back, I got your front. Not only do I got your front, I got your left, I got your right. Where you want me to be? I'm a cover for you. I'm your bridge over troubled water. You pray and ask God for something. And God is saying, it's time for you to get up, baby, and expect the expected end. You got to expect the healing. You got to expect the promotion. You got to expect the pay raise. And you still saying, when is God going to show up? And God is saying, I'm already at the party. When you going to show up? When you going to begin to dance? When you going to begin to pray? I'm already here, baby. When God comes, he says, healing is here. Blessing is here. Salvation is here. Grace is here. You ought to reach out this morning and touch God. He's in this place this morning. You are touching this morning. God is up to something this morning. God is saying that you, on the back of your love life, baby, you are poor God in me. I know what you need. I know what you need, baby. And in the midst of you going through something, yeah, I know Satan thought he had you. And even though you made the wrong turn, baby, I still see you right where you are. Yeah, I know your credit got a little bit off course, but that's all right, baby. Let me talk to you about the favor of God. The favor of God is when somebody call you and tell you you qualify for something and you didn't even make application for it. Let me tell you about the favor of God. The favor of God will want you to walk out of your life. He sent somebody better, somebody richer, somebody sweeter, somebody handsome. Let me tell you about the favor of God. You still trying to figure out how God is going to do it. And God is saying, baby, I know the thoughts that I think towards you. And I like that about God. He didn't say the thoughts I had. He said the thoughts that I think. I'm still on his mind. I'm still in his plan. In spite of me, he said, I still got purpose for you. And the pain that you've been through, the pain was just to give you a little passion. The pain was just to speed things up. Because you wouldn't move when I told you to move. So, baby, I lit your fire. I allowed Satan to come in your life. And when I lit your fire, oh, you got on fire for me. Now you're going to make up for lost time. God is restoring somebody's life. God is redeeming the time.
You think you 5 years behind time? You think because you ain't got your degree yet? You think it's all over? Baby, it ain't a wrap. To God says it's a wrap. You got to know that he's a recovering God. You got to know that he's a restoring God. You got to know that he makes up for lost time. God doesn't care about the human time. He says, I can give you favor right now and change your life. Have you ever been in a situation and you were under, you were lost, but all of a sudden God gave you favor? And not only did you catch up, you got ahead some kind of way. You better bless the name of the Lord in this place, because the God that you serve, he says, I'll never leave you. I got a plan for you. And the plan that I have for you, it's going to involve a little suffering. But that's okay. Don't you faint. Don't you faint. You just hold on to God's unchanging hand.
Yeah.
In the midst of you going to do something, God said, babe, I got you. But no, God, you don't understand my pain. I got your pain. I got your tears. I got everything about you. I know your doubts. I know where you are. And I got you, baby. Do you trust me? Do you trust me? You got to know I know the thoughts that I'm thinking toward you. I'm talking about you still on my mind. You come out Georgia on your mind. No, baby, no. I don't need Georgia on my mind. I need God. I need God on my mind. I need to be on his mind. I need every little step that I take. I need to be thinking about him. I need to know that every move I make, he's ordering my step. That's the God that I'm talking about. Have your way with me, God. Order my steps this morning. Have you ever found yourself going in the wrong direction, but somehow God stepped into your situation, turned it around, and you said, I don't know how I came through. Nobody but God. You got to know the God that you serve. You got to know the God that you serve. He says, your life is a bullseye. Now, one thing about a bullseye, and that is, you know, you have to understand it today. With these weapons that they use, they don't just aim in. He says, when they aim in today, they lock you in. Modern technology allows the weapon to lock in on the target. That means the target can move, but it's still following you. Surely, goodness and mercy shall follow me. I'm out of place, but I'm still a bullseye for his blessing. I fell short, but I'm still a bullseye for his blessing. I'm in the wrong place, but I'm still a bullseye for his blessing. I got caught up in something over here, but I'm still a bullseye for his blessing. Because God is saying, baby, I got purpose for you. And the purpose that I have for you, baby, you better believe you're going to make it to the other side. Jeremiah says, prophets going to come, and they're going to speak false things against you. They're going to tell you, thus said the Lord. That's why in a time like this, you better be on your knees praying for yourself. Baby, you better trust somebody's prayers as long as they're... Stop telling me what God told you to tell me.
All right now.
I got a relationship with God. Not only do I have a relationship with God, he speaks to me.
Yes, yes.
And when God puts something in my spirit, what you say to me, if it's not confirming what's in my spirit, I don't want to hear. And when God speaks to me early in the morning, when I'm crying and you're not there, and he says the first thing, just peace, be still. But God, I need to move on to point number two and tell you about my bills. No. Just peace. I know the thoughts that I think towards you. I know what I have in store for you. And what I have in store for you, baby, is the total package. You got to trust the God that you serve. Have you ever been in a place and you really have to trust him? I mean, your friends walked out and the ones that stayed behind, they became free. Have you ever been in a place where you lost your job and you had no income and unemployment didn't start? Have you ever been in a place when the folk call you and talk about your house, they're coming in and locking the doors and your cars? Have you ever found yourself in that place? No, don't get cute. Don't act like you know it never happened to me. Baby, I've been in that place and I know that you've been in that place. But one thing I know about God, that when life comes and life presents something, something to you and it knocks you on your face, you know what? That's the place to be. Because it's on bending knees, baby, that I really can tell you something, God. I ain't got to dress up my story. I ain't got to use correct English. Baby, you know my ups, my downs, my ins, my outs, baby. All I got to do is just tell you what's on my heart. And even when I get to a point where I can't even articulate it, all I got to do is say, have mercy upon me. Don't even have to use words. God knows, God knows, God knows my ups, my downs. God knows everything about you. God created you. Certainly he knows how to fix you. Your little situation, he can fix it. Your little situation, he can work it out. Your little situation, he can turn it around. Come on and stand on your feet in the presence of God. Come on and stand. I want you to understand that your life is a bullseye for God. God is locked in on you. He's locked in on you. And he's saying to you that nothing shall separate you from the love of God. I know you sin. I know you fall short. Baby, that's all of us.
Thank you. Yes, Lord.
And because God knows that, he says, I'll give you my only begotten son.
Yes,
and see, Jesus Christ stretched forth on an old rugged cross, and he did it so that he can cover our sins. See, that's what the blood of the Lamb does. It covers your sins. And so every time Satan comes by and he thinks that he have you defeated, he sees the blood of the Lamb on your doorpost. And he has to leave. Because God says that no weapon that is formed against you shall prosper. Doesn't mean you're not going to go through something. Doesn't mean you're not going to fall short. But baby, you better believe that you're going to win. Because God knows the expected end. He knows why he called you, why he chose you. He got a plan for you. He has a purpose for you. How great is our God? How great is that? I know the thoughts that I think towards you. How great is that? And they're thoughts of peace, not of evil. To give you the expected. God doesn't make mess. When God created you, he looked at the expected end. He looked at what he's going to manifest in your life. You got to be able to see it. Not walking by what you see, but walking by faith. You got to see it. Makes no sense, but I claim it. My credit is bad, but I claim it. I don't have the resume that somebody else have, but I claim it. Because I know that he knows the thoughts that he thinks toward me. Thoughts of peace, not of evil. To give me the expected end. God is expecting for someone just to worship him. Just to worship him. And so now, as we symbolically open the doors of the church, God is inviting someone to come and to worship him. To come and to worship him. Your first worship to God is by giving him your life. The Bible declares that you are to present your body as a living sacrifice. That's your worship. Your body is your worship. God is saying, give me you. I want you. I want your life to worship me. I created you. I have a right to ask that of you. With everyone this morning, not sure of your salvation, one this morning, no church home, no covering, backslid into the world, God is saying, I want you to present your body as a living sacrifice. With everyone this morning, you say, here God, here I am. I'm tired of fighting. I'm tired of trying to work it out. So I surrender all to you. I surrender all to you. If that's you this morning, we invite you to come.
want this morning? No church home, no covering. You're not sure about your salvation? If that's you, come. Tomorrow's not promised today. You have today. You have right now. With everyone. Let the church say amen. 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 Have you been blessed this morning?